Possible, but welcome today. Let's go to the message. Potential. Possible, capable, well able. Are y'all up? Yes or no? You up? I can't talk potential to somebody like, oh, man, I can't make it. I mean, no, come on. Here we go. Potential. By the way, Lemon Bay High School had a great game Friday night, in my opinion. You never like to lose. Who likes to lose? But if we're going to lose, let's lose to a team that beat us 50-6 last year. Amen. Say. And what was the final? 17-12? And we should have won the game. We had every opportunity to win the game. But I tell you what, Coach, I didn't go there the other night leaving feeling down. I felt up. I thought, wow, they had twice as many players as we had. That ain't excuse making. It is what it is. But our guys showed up. They showed potential the other night. Amen. And that's you and me. We have potential. Let's look at it now. Here we go with the message. Potential. What's the definition? Just a plain, simple definition. Say it with me. Possible, capable, well able. One more time. Potential means what? Possible, capable, and well able. But say it. Make it personal this morning. Say it with me. It is possible. I am, and I am what? Well able. We see in the scriptures that God does not bless when we don't have faith in Him. Now, I agree that preachers have hijacked this idea of faith. If you send us your money, you're going to get double your money. That's bull, okay? But the bottom line is that there is something to be said about it, about believing. Amen. That it is possible. That it is possible. If you've got a sickness, we're all going to die. But why wouldn't you, if there's been a prognosis where, you know, there's a chance that you might beat it and might get better, why wouldn't you believe that? Yes or no? Amen. Yes or no? And even if it's a prognosis that says you ain't going to beat it, why don't you still live like you're going to beat it? How about that? Amen. I'm not saying that you're going to live forever. You're not. But you know what? You might live whatever time you got left with more of a better attitude, a more fulfilled life other than walking around the house. I'm dying next Friday. I mean, why are we going to live like that? Yes or no? Amen. Possible. Capable. Capable. Well, I'm old. I can't do nothing no more. That ain't true. That's a lie. You're capable. You can still do things. Amen. You know, I don't have money. You know what? Or they have nothing. They still did pretty good, didn't they? Amen. Come on. It's just excuse making. See, God sees and knows our potential. He sees us and He knows us. And here's the deal. We have zero chance to realize our God-given potential without who? Without God. I'm good. I don't need God. We're going to find out how that's going to work for you. One day we're going to find you need God. You hear me? Oh, yeah. One day when you can't do nothing else, comes your time. Why wouldn't you want to live for God while you're still living? Yes or no? Amen. Well, I live for God when I get to heaven. God has a life for you right here, man. He wants you to live for Him. Potential. Now, we saw last week in the story of Gideon. Now, hang in here with me. It's not going to be boring. Help me here, okay? Repentance and prayer puts us on the path to potential. Israel always sinned. They were continuing to sin vilely against God, going after false gods. They would do that over and over and over. In the book of Judges, that's why you have so many different judges. They would do it. God would judge them. He would raise up a deliverer. And then they would turn back to Him. And that's what cycle we're in right now. They were evil, doing evil in sight of God. And then they cried unto the Lord. Amen. That's a good thing. They repented. They turned from their mess to the Lord. And God raised up a deliverer. What was his name? His name is who? Gideon. Say it with me. His name is who? You can't even hardly believe it's going to be Gideon. We ain't studied but one week. God can't use this runt of the bunch. They poor as dirt. They ain't got nothing. He can't use him. But we'll find out if he can or not. We saw that even the fearful and what? Say it with me. Even the fearful and what? Have what? I'm scared, Pastor. You still have potential. I'm not saying we got to gloss over. That's where I think the church is going crazy. You know, we got to just pretend stuff ain't happening. Just take it to Jesus. He'll make it all go away. No, you got to work through it. Amen. And life is hard sometimes. But you know what? And you can be scared. And you can be fearful. And you can even doubt. And God will help you. Amen. Jesus said, I know why He said it on purpose. That is just a grain of mustard seed. If your faith is the size of a what? A grain of mustard seed. He didn't say you can just do little work. He said you can remove what? Mountains. Amen. So even the fearful and doubting. So here is Gideon last week. Fearful and doubting. And then potential starts with a positive what? Positive if. Listen, if we can get you looking at God, if we can get you looking towards Jesus, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. If I can get you to start seeing in your situation in life, God, if you be for me, how can this be against me out here? Amen. Yet, if all things are possible, Lord, you said they are, why can't I make it through this? Do you understand? That's not necessarily doubting God. It's a positive if. We don't know how things are going to turn out. If isn't a bad word. Amen. It's not like if you're really God and it's the truth, then I'll put... No, we ain't talking about that. We're talking about some positive ifs. So it's all right to be doubting some. It's all right to be fearful because that's called life, man. Keep looking. I love this shot down here at Inglewood Beach. That's where we baptized so many people. Have you ever seen it from the sky? It looks like a cross, don't it? Look at it. Isn't that cool? I like that. Amen. God meets us where we are and desires to take us where we can be. Say that with me. God meets us where we and desires to take us where? I grew up in a hellhole of a home in Rockingham, North Carolina. 109 River Road. If you saw my house today, it's all covered with vines. It's been burned. And the only thing that's holding it up is a few boards and some aluminum siding. Otherwise, it'd just be down. In that home, my mother was murdered. That's where I grew up, right there. Had nothing. Had nothing. I remember we were so hungry one time, we found a $20 bill in the yard. I remember that. You don't forget stuff like that. In the leaves. In the leaves. In my yard. We ain't talking about a rich folk neighborhood. We're talking about in my yard. I'm just saying, and I could go on and on, and I'm not talking about miracle stuff. Hey, it is a miracle if you're hungry and you don't have anything and God provides your needs. I can't explain it. But I'm just saying, if you look at me then, hell raising, wanting to punch you in the throat, this is who I was. I wasn't a nice person. I wasn't a nice person. Angry because daddy and mama split up when I was 11. I look back on it and see, man, mama coming home every day and drinking till she's drunk when she goes to bed. That's crazy. You listening or not? And just a typical, person growing up, just a hellion. But I'm not saying I've arrived. Look at Clark, he's perfect now. That's so crazy. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, if you look at where God took me from 109 River Road in Rockingham, North Carolina, to where I am today, that's crazy. You just can't see where God can take you. Are you hearing me or not? And I'm not talking about just a young person. You might say, yeah, Clark, that's your whole life. 7 years ago, I went through the hardest thing in my life. 28 years married. I wanted to kill myself because I felt so betrayed and alone and hurt. I had a beautiful home on the water. How many men seen my home on the water? How many men seen that three-story home I built on the water? Built it. Didn't take from people, did it with my hands. Lost it. 7 years ago. Oh, what a sad story, isn't it? 7 years later, here I stand today. This building's completed for the glory of God. Debt-free for the glory of God. Amen. Look at where I live. You ain't even been to my new house yet. It was a bank foreclosure. I love bank foreclosures. And I don't feel bad about this one because the guy, he passed away. And it was what it was, and his family fought over it, and they couldn't agree, and so they just let the bank take it, and here was I going, I'll take it. You ought not fight with your family. You hear me? Yes or no? But anyway, so it wasn't the nicest thing. We fixed it up. It's pretty nice now. You kidding me? Is it better than 109 River Road, Rockingham, North Carolina? Take a wild guess. And here's the point. Totally debt-free in my life. How can you be debt-free in 7 years, lose everything, and start from scratch? I can't explain it other than I got potential, baby. I ain't dead yet. Say that with me. I ain't what? I ain't what? I ain't dead. I can still do. Amen. I'm not trying to put me up. I'm just trying to put him up. Because what happens, we don't think we have potential because we got issues in our life and struggles in our life. And so therefore we start to whine, and that is so destructive. And I've done my share of it. And that's why I thank God that he'll even accept our ifs. Amen. Say, come on, I see your lights back there. I appreciate you. Let's go. We'll get as far as we can now. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go with the message. Praise the Lord. See what we got. Making some serious what? Making some serious what? Don't you want to make that in your life? Yes or no? Don't you want some progress? Woo! I want to go forward. Amen. So let's see how we can follow this man Gideon. He's making some serious progress. And the Lord said unto Gideon, peace be unto you. Fear not. I ain't going to kill you. Well, that's pretty nice from God, isn't it? Amen. Or the Midianites aren't going to kill you. You're going to live, man. God said to Gideon, look at it. Peace be to you. This is God speaking to you today. Peace be to you. Yeah, but you don't understand. Peace be to you. Don't fear. Don't fear. I'm with you. I haven't left you. The enemy ain't going to kill you. The devil ain't your daddy. I am. Are you hearing me? Yes or no? That's what he told Gideon. When he looks out his little hole, his cave hole he's got, because he's living in a cave, because all of them got their houses taken, looking out the hole in his cave, all he sees is so many Midianites and Amalekites that look like grasshoppers out there. They took their ox, they took their camels, they took everything. They even took the crops. And this was the word God said to him. Say that last part right on the bottom. You're going to what? Come on, one more time. You're going to what? We ought to think like that. Amen. Yes or no? You're going to make it, man. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm going to make it, man. You think I've ever done that? Many times. You're going to make it, Clark. Look at yourself. You crazy, Clark. Well, you do it your way then. I'm going to try to do it his way. How about that? I have people all over this area that write on their mirror, I matter, especially women in red lipstick. I matter. I have value. You want to put this? I'm not a piece of trash. Amen. Talk to yourself like that. That's crazy, ain't it? Y'all looking at me like y'all come to a freak show this morning. If it's your first time, I have first timers that come in and go, he crazy. Well, let's see if you can understand when we get done. So what did Gideon do? He built an altar there unto the Lord. He called it Jehovah Shalom. And unto this day, it's in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. This is where we left off last time. Gideon gets peace from God before he starts doing what? Before he starts what? So often we want to fight with a hand tied behind our back or a couple behind our back because we're going to figure it out ourselves. We're going to do it ourselves. Okay? Why don't you get you some peace with God? The peace that passes understanding. The I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. He got him some peace with God. He don't even know what's going on. You'll see why. Gideon's crazy. I'm at peace with the Lord. Can you say that? And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus when you're going crazy. You're of God, little children. You've overcome them because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Get you some peace. This is what Gideon was getting. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord because he trusts in the Lord. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting what? Strength. Get you some peace before you start getting that battle going. This is what God was trying to teach us. When he gives quietness. I love this verse. When he gives quietness. Say that last part. Who then can make what? That's why I believe when my mother was shot by my stepdad. I believe her last words were, you can't threaten me with heaven. I believe it. I'll have to find out one day if she said it. But I believe it. But that's helped me in my life to see that kind of strength in a woman. Amen. Who can trouble you? when you got Jesus. Amen. Yes or no? Y'all listening, church, or not? Say,
well, this happened and that happened and this happened. But God is still God.
Maybe He ain't to you, but He is to me. And if God is God to Crazy Gary, then you all can do it. Amen. Come on, this is good stuff. If you get with God, He'll get with you. Say that. I wrote this in my office this week. I'm a country fella. Say this. This is deep, baby. I'm going to be famous one day. Say it with me. If you get with God, He'll get with you. Mr. Arcadia, is that what it sounds like over in Arcadia? That's how they say it. If you get with God, He'll get with you. Amen. If you trip over a speaker, you're going to fall down and bust your face. Here we go. Making some serious progress. Let's go, guys. I'm loving this. I'm loving this. Hang in here with me. So what happened? Last week, He brought that angel back some victuals, remember? Brought him back some food and stuff. He didn't know it was no angel of the Lord. He thought it was something, though, special. And that angel of the Lord told him, which was probably Jesus, told him, you pour out that stuff on that rock, and then boom, a flame of fire. Remember? Boom. And that's when Gideon like, oh my gosh, I'm dead. And the angel said, no, you ain't dead. Don't fear. I ain't going to kill you. And you ain't getting killed. It came to pass that same night. What night? The night I just told you about. That the Lord said unto Gideon, take your father's young bull, even the second bull of 7 years old. Throw down the altar of what? The altar of what? That your father has. See, Gideon, there's a generation removed from God. Gideon's daddy had done gone after false gods. And this is the way Gideon's being raised, like our culture today. So many young people in America don't even believe a God exists. All it takes is a generation and you're done. But here's the good news. With God, you ain't done. Just because your daddy forsakes, doesn't mean he's forsaken you. And so he talks to Gideon. You go down and tear down that altar of Baal that your father has. You cut down the grove that's right there next to it. What? Keep going. So our potential progresses with when we do what God says do. Our potential, it'll progress when you what? Do what God says what? Do. So do what God says do in your life. That's what we're learning. Got that peace. Now do what God says do. And God says to Gideon, prepare a specific offering. Throw down the altar of Baal. Cut down the grove by it, which is some trees by it. Cut down that little area. Who is Baal? Who is Baal? Who is this God, this false God that his daddy's worshiping? The supreme false God of the Canaanite nations. The worship of this false God was extensive among who? Israelites as well. That breaks the heart of God. It breaks the heart of God. You worshiping these crazy statues and idols and mess like this crap. It's horrible. What's a grove? He said, tear down that grove. Woods where altars were erected. They put these altars in the woods. A little small area of the woods. They served as some kind of worship facility to false who? God says, now look, Gideon. Listen. I've given you peace. Okay? And I'm not going to kill you. You ain't going to die. The enemy ain't going to kill you either. But you're going to have to do something, son. You got potential. Can you see Gideon, little Gideon, like, what the heck going on here? You kidding me? Build an altar unto the Lord upon the top of this rock. This rock. This rock right here where I've been talking to you, where you poured out this stuff. Build it right here. In the ordered place. And you take the second bullet and you offer a burnt offering with the wood of the grove. With the wood of what? With the wood that you done cut down over there. Because you're going to do it, boy. Because you can make it. You can do this because I'm with you. So, build an altar to the Lord on this rock. Say that with me. Build an altar to the Lord on this what? This rock. So that's what he does. Hang in here. We're just walking. Offer the burnt sacrifice with the wood from the grove. We saw that already. By the way, this was whose grove? My grandmother, who I hardly ever talk about, her name was Beulah, like Beulah Land. Her name was Beulah. My favorite song, I'm Longing for You. That great old Southern Gospel song. She was a woman of God, poor as dirt. I remember eating biscuits at her house when I'm a little boy. We out there in the dirt, playing in the dirt, poor as dirt. And we in the dirt, eating biscuits. And I was 2 years old, and she'd give me a cup of coffee. And I'd take my biscuit and I'd sop it down in that coffee. Yeah, don't you make no faces at me. That's good eating right there. I'm sopping that biscuit. Just poor as dirt, all dirty. You can imagine what I look like. And it was so good, I'd take that little saucer and I'd... the overflow I'd even drink. How could Mama be a drunk? How could Mama never tell us about Jesus? It don't take long for your kids to turn their back on God. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Just a generation. But thank God, pain came into my mama's life. And one night she's sitting drunk and Billy Graham came on the TV screen. And she believed she could. She could walk up that hill, wherever that church is. She didn't know nothing. But he said, go to church. And that's what she did. The rest is history. You see how quickly things can turn? Yes or no? Amen or oh me? Look at me today. You'd think I came from the most religious home on the planet. Not really, would you? No, I never would have thought that. Amen. My greatest potential comes from my Heavenly Father, God Almighty. How can Gideon be anything coming from this man? This man who built an altar to a false god. How can Gideon ever be anything? Because he ain't looking to his daddy. He's looking to his Heavenly Father. Let's see what happens. Then Gideon took 10 men. Boom. Look at Gideon moving. Little old Gideon. Hey, guys. He took 10 men of his servants. As did the Lord, and did Lord, as the Lord said unto him, and so it was because he feared his father's household. Now look, he's doing it, but he's scared. Say scared. You mean I'm going to tear down this altar that all everybody's coming and worshiping to, and you want me to do that? And I'm going to tear down the woods, I'm going to tear down the... what are you talking about? But he did it. Took him 10 men, but because he was scared of his father's household, of all the men in his family, and the men of the city, that he couldn't do it by day. Well, he could have done it, but he didn't. He's scared. It's all right. So he did it when? At night, when they're sleeping. So Gideon did what God said do. Was he scared? Keep going. Did he doubt? Huh. It's all right to be scared, but believe God. It's all right to be scared, but believe God. God said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it through you, little man. He's making some serious what? Oh, yeah. Stop doubting and start doing. Say that with me. Stop what? And start what? Say it loud. Stop and start. Isn't that good advice? And when the men of the city got up early in the morning, because he did it in the night, when they got up early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down. Woo! The grove was cut down. And the second bullet was offered upon the altar that was built. Wow. Gideon's moving, ain't he? And when the men of the city got up that day, early in the morning, behold, the altar of Baal was cast down. The grove was cut down by it. The second bullet was offered upon the altar that was built. So you see this, thrown down. Cut down, laid down. Say that with me. Thrown down, cut down, laid down. I like that right there. That's good stuff. Keep going. It was no secret. Gideon did this and they wanted him what? Kill that little sucker. Gideon. And they said one to another, who's done this thing? And when they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon, the son of Joash, has done this thing. Then the men of the city went to Joash, his daddy. Bring out that boy, that he's going to die. Because he's cut down the altar of Baal. Because he's cut down the grove. Get him out of here. Little runt, I'll kill him. God uses Gideon's earthly daddy. Guess what his daddy? Here's a Baal-worshipping fool. Look what his daddy says. Some good stuff from his daddy. And Joash, his daddy, said unto them that stood against him, y'all going to plead for Baal. You're going to save him. He that will plead for him, let him be put to death while he's yet mourning, if he's a god. If Baal's a god, let him plead for himself. Because one that cast down his altar. Now, what does that mean? They wanted to kill Gideon because he threw down his altar. And his daddy had some good sense and said, if Baal's all that, why does he need you to do his work? Did I lose you? That's why Islam is a false religion. God doesn't need people cutting off people's heads. You understand that, say? You know why they have to cut off people's heads? Because Mohammed and Allah can't. That's strong preaching, ain't it, on a Sunday morning? Say yes or no. If Islam's all that, why they got to butter it up with when you die, you get 70 virgins? Because it's a false religion. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Oh, you can't talk like that. Why can't I talk like that? Are you meaning I got to give credibility and credence to Baal? Is that what I got to do? Yes or no? Or to Islam, I'm supposed to do that? Yes or no? I'm supposed to do that? Well, I'm not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to do what I just did. You understand? His daddy made a good argument that all of us should listen to. Well, they're good people. No, you're not good people when you're cutting people. Are you crazy? You're not good people. Blowing up buildings. Because we do it in the name of Allah. No, you do it in your name. You know, because if he's all that, why can't he blow them up without you? Amen or oh me. Jesus died on the cross for us and told us to go tell the story. He didn't tell us to go kill nobody. He told us to love people. See the difference? Yes or no? I like his daddy. And on that day, his daddy called him Jerubbaal. I'm going to just call you boy from here on Jerubbaal. Saying, let Baal plead against him because he's thrown down his altar. It just basically means God pleads. His name means Baal pleads. Baal pleads. So he named his boy that. Baal pleads. You know what happened so quick? Did you know the guys just caved. All those men wanting to kill that guy, Gideon, they all caved and they went away. Because his dad spoke some sense to those folks. Y'all listening or not? Did I lose you? Why are you going to kill him? If Baal's God, let Baal kill him. And so they left. Will you plead for Baal? If he's a god, let him plead for himself. His daddy called him Jerubbaal. I'm going to call you Baal, please, from here on in. Wow. But the enemies are gathering now. Not the people of his town. No, no, no. The real deal. The Amalekites and the ones that look like grasshoppers. They're in the caves. They're in the dens just surviving up here. And they look out there and there they are. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together. And they went over and they pitched in the valley of Jezreel. The enemies are gathering. The Spirit of the Lord, say it with me, came upon who? That's the beautiful thing of trouble. That's the beautiful thing when the odds are stacked against you. Here's the good news. There's a good chance the Spirit of the Lord's going to come on you. He loves getting him some glory. Don't you take the glory. Who gets the credit for this building? Somebody say it. How much of the credit does God get? Amen. Period. Y'all hear me or not? That's just one thing. What about the car you drive? What about the house you live in? What about the shoes on your feet? What about the food on your table? Give him the glory. Amen. Say, remember where you came from, 109 River Road, and give him the credit. Amen. So the Spirit of the Lord came on Gideon, and he blew a trumpet. Little Gideon, forget about it. I like this guy. And Abiezer was gathered after him. That means they were with him. I'm feeling some what? I'm feeling some what? I'm feeling some what? Oh, yeah. He's making some serious what? Not long ago, him and his daddy out behind a wine press thrashing wheat trying to live one more day. Now he blowing from me. Wow. Gideon calls the troops for a meeting. Troops! This must be a ragtag army right here. He sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, his tribe, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers not just there, but to Asher, Nephilim, Naphtali, all these other tribes. And they came to meet them. It's amazing what potential can do. It's infectious. This doesn't even sound like the same man, does it? Yes or no? Say. Not at all. Some more positive ifs. Gideon's not there yet, and we're not far from the end. We've got to push. And Gideon said unto God, if thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. He's not indicting God, saying, you're a liar, you don't exist. Genesis 1:1 ain't in the Bible. He's not doing any of that. He just has some doubts. It's okay. He said, if you're going to use little old me to fight all them people out there that I can't, there's so many of them I can't even see, they're going for miles. And we in the cave. Behold, I'm going to put a fleece of wool on the floor. A little piece of wool. A little fleece of wool on the floor, like a rag. Little wool rag. Say wool rag. Wool rag. And if the dew be on the fleece only in the morning, and if it dries on all the ground around it, then I'm going to know you're going to save Israel by my hand. Now, I ain't saying do this. We shouldn't do what other people do anyway. We should believe in God. And you're just going to have to figure your way out in life with the Lord. Amen. Say. There ain't some magic wand. Send for your little TV handkerchief they give you on the TV preacher. Have you lost your mind? My point of contact. I know you're not going to like me for saying that. He's your point of contact. Amen. Go to church on a Sunday morning. Get with some other believers in Christ. Where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in your midst. As you know. Amen. Keep looking. So God continues to work on Gideon's what? He knows he's weak. He's making a man. He's building somebody. God knows all this. And it was so. Isn't it amazing that God works with crazy people like us? Let's thank the Lord for that. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord, for working with someone like me. And so in the morning, he rose up early in the morning, and man, he thrust the fleece together. Whoop! He wrung it out. All that dew into a bowl. And it was full of what? Water. And the ground was dry. Isn't that cool? But see, Gideon's like so many of us. God did that, and Gideon said, let God not be angry with me. Don't be hot against me. I ain't going to do it one more time. Let me prove, I pray you, but just once with the fleece. Now let that fleece be dry and the ground all wet. You'd think God punch us in the face. Aren't we crazy? Yes or no? Aren't you glad God didn't throw you out with the trash? Listen, God knows who He's working with. He's working with sinners. He's working with people who, down here, who just messed up. And God did it that night. Wow. Thank you, Lord. For it was dry on the fleece only. And the ground was all what? Wet. Remember this. Remember this. This is what God said. This angel of the Lord said to Gideon when he met him. What does God think of you today? This is what God thinks of you. The angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said, the Lord's with you. Say it with me. You mighty man of what? He didn't call him a mighty man of valor after he did all the hard stuff. He called him a mighty man of valor before he started doing anything. Because God sees you and God knows you. He knows your potential. He knows that inside of you is someone courageous. He knows inside of you is someone brave. If you'll tap in to Him, these things can happen in your life. That's not spooky preaching. That's the truth. He called him this long before. God's creating a what? Say it with me. God's creating a what? Right before our very eyes. How are people of faith made? Just like we're seeing. Doubting. Struggling, fearful, but believing.
Say believing.
How many of you think you'd love to meet my mother? Let me see your hands up. No, you don't have to lie. You just like to meet my mama one day. Isn't that something? You want to meet a woman who most of her life was a drunk. But God saved her. And it didn't take long before she's on fire for God and she's becoming a champion for God. You have potential. Did you hear me? Good stuff, man. To be continued. Are we done, Raj? Making some serious progress. Don't miss next week. This is a message a lot of people never preach this part. I love that part. How about you? Praise the Lord this morning. Good message today. Woo! I like that.